Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 17th. Today's word is smithereens, spelled S-M-I-T-H-E-R-E-E-N-S. Smithereens is a plural noun that means fragments or bits. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Atlantic by Marina Corin. For the Soviet Union, it didn't matter that Luna 2, which became the first spacecraft to reach the moon, had been smashed into smithereens. The point was to get there first to mark territory. Despite its American sound and its common use by the fiery animated cartoon character Yosemite Sam, the word smithereens did not originate in American slang. Although no one is entirely positive about its precise origins, scholars think that smithereens likely developed from the Irish word smidirini, which means little bits. That Irish word is the diminutive of smiodar, meaning fragment. According to print evidence, the plural form smithereens first appears in English in the late 18th century. Use of singular smithereen then follows. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.